We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, man, tears at your heart.
Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints, joining us now. Mike, good to be back off the bye, I would assume, huh?
Yeah, it feels more normal. We're getting talking to some podcasts and stuff in Seattle and really kind of getting into the game itself, as opposed to, you know, last week we were watching Seattle and Pittsburgh, just kind of watching it from afar. But now you're right. Yeah, it's game week, but it feels a little off already because it's a Thursday and not a Wednesday when we're kind of doing what we normally do on Wednesday.
Mike, what is the temperature of those podcasts you go on from the Seattle fans or hosts? What do they feel like they're bringing into Monday night?
They're actually, to me, I did one with John Clayton today, and it was all Saints.
No talk about Seattle.
Right. They didn't ask, hey, what do the Saints, think about Russell Wilson being out, yada, yada, yada. It was all Saints related, injury related. I mean, they're still, hey, can you explain the Green Bay game to me? And I'm like, no, I can't. I can't. It's been weeks. We've moved on. I cannot explain the Green Bay game to you. It's just, so it's interesting in that it's all New Orleans. The questions are about New Orleans.
Mike, one of the things in this game, and you go get to see it. I watched Geno, in college, West Virginia. I've seen him in the pros. And, boy, he's streaky. He can, hit seven or eight passes, and you say, man, he really looks good. And then you can, just like Taylor Heinicke, he's going to put up two or three throws every game that are potential interceptions or interceptions. Now, the one against the Rams, I give him a little bit of a pass because of the fact the receiver did slip on that play. But, okay, they get it into overtime, poof. He gets the ball popped out by T.J. Watt. He doesn't protect the ball well, and it is something in a quarterback's makeup. No matter how you try to get it out of him, that he is going to put up some throws. You say, what in the world were you thinking of on that play? And you're going to see it Sunday with Geno Smith. That rep has followed him throughout his college and pro career.
Well, I agree. So it's got to be a similar situation to Taylor Heinicke. When I watched Atlanta play Washington, Atlanta had many opportunities to end that game, pick off passes, do things to win the game. And for whatever reason, they didn't make Heinicke pay. And the Saints were the classic example of making him pay. Interceptions on the goal line, flipping the field. He made a bad pass, a bad decision. They made him pay, not to mention all the knockdown passes. So the Saints, you're right, have to do the same thing with Geno Smith. If he's going to make a mistake, he can't get away with it. You have to make him pay because then if you don't make him pay, he'll go on a 9-for-9 streak and run take the ball down the field. So that's what worries you about a guy like that. He is streaky. And you want to make sure you catch him on a down streak or you send him on a down streak.
Mike, I think the other thing, too, is most likely Deontay won't play in this game. It doesn't look like Taysom Hill didn't practice today either. So, those are two big cogs taken out of the offense. But with Deontay, you expect Ty Montgomery to be that guy in the return game?
Yeah, I think so in the return game, probably. I don't think they can afford, unless there's issues early, to throw Alvin back there. And so Ty's done it. So, yeah, I would think so. And we talked about this after the Washington game with Pete Carmichael and Coach Payton is that you've got an offense and all these plays written down. Well, when you scratch off Deontay Harris and Taysom Hill,
yow,
the number of plays that you had available just shrunk considerably. Now, they've had time, and with a hamstring and a concussion, it's not like, oh, my gosh, they're not available. They've known and are preparing for it, and you get Traquan back, and certainly that can help. Nick Vinette back, you don't know who's going to play, who's going to be on the active roster come Monday. But you're right, missing those two guys because of how they're involved in the offense and special teams, not having both of those guys would be significant if in fact, they can't go on Monday.
Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints here on Sports Talk. Mike, I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but you've been out to that stadium, but it's one that is very, very unique among NFL stadiums just because of the amount of sound and noise that it can generate. How much has that been talked about so far?
I think it's going to be a factor because in my world, at least, the Saints have not really faced a crowd of that significance. Jacksonville was what it wasn't a ton of people. New England wasn't terrible. The Saints never really let them get in the game. Carolina's crowd, I thought, was somewhat sad, quite frankly. So it was loud based on what you had seen up to that point, which was really no opposition crowd. Washington was nothing, took them out of the game. So the Saints have really not faced a crowd of that fervor in that situation, Monday night, prime time, and a game with a team that's 2-4 in a division with a 6-0 team that's playing for its tail. And so I think this will be the first time that it will really impact. I'm not talking about some impact, but really impact play calling, changes at the line, that kind of thing, coverage changes. It's a great environment, just not very fun for the opposing team.
Mike, last year when you watch Jamal Adams with Seattle after they acquired him, they used him a lot coming off the edge as a blitzer, quite a bit, and he was successful doing it. And I really think he's a bit of a hybrid player. He's kind of part linebacker, part strong safety. This year when you look at the amount of sacks, they sent him a few times, but he's not getting there. Seattle's defensive line's not getting a lot of push up front. I think with Pete Carroll, who's a defensive-oriented coach, I think he's going to try to play some coverage against Jameis and, make the right read. But I think you're going to see them send Jamal Adams more. I think you saw it the last game. It was like a tick-tick. They sent him a little bit more. He didn't get there. But I think they've got to be able to manufacture a pass rush. Last year they did it with Adams coming off the edge. And I think the Saints, even though Seattle hasn't used him in that fashion, I suspect Pete Carroll's going to try that this week.
Yeah, I agree. Now rushing Ben Roethlisberger, they brought Jamal up the middle a couple times
yep.
as well, not even just on the edge. And so if they do that, then Jameis has got to make him miss, got to make him pay. You got to avoid and elude him to get rid of it because they will bring him because they have not really gotten great pressure out of that front four. And they come hard on the edge with their Leo defense, which looks like a 4-3 for all intents and purposes. They haven't had a lot of I think they've only had two interceptions defensively. And Jamal Adams is everywhere. When I'm watching Pittsburgh or I've watched a lot of the Rams game and Pittsburgh, he is everywhere defensively.
He's like a small linebacker.
Right, yeah. I think they'll work very hard at bringing him. They're not going to let Jameis just sit back there, right? So the question is, how do they do it? If they can't get it with their front four, who do they bring? Which way do they bring him? And does it work right away and get rattled a little bit? Or you can stop that pressure offensively by making him pay. So it'll be interesting. But I do agree, Jamal Adams and them kind of generating pressure with having to bring more than four will be key. And how the Saints really adapt and beat it.
Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints. Have safe travels, man. Have a good call. We'll talk to you Sunday.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you, Haas.
Excuse me, Monday. Yep. Monday. Have first Monday night game of the year. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.